This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ugger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
From NPR's Planet Money team comes the story of blogger Andrew Sullivan, who, as Planet Money describes it, left the comfortable world of big media and struck out on his own. His bold new plan? Ask readers to pay $19.99 a year or more to subscribe to his blog. And a lot of blogs, I think, as you might know, they try to make money if they can by having advertisements. He doesn't want to do that, or he's going to try to avoid it anyways and just charge people to subscribe to his blog. Lisa, do you think he can be successful?
Well, it looks really promising. So far, at the time of this interview, a couple of weeks ago, he had said he had raised more than $600,000 since January, and he estimates that he needs about $900,000 to pay his costs and to pay his staff of seven. They all work from home. They don't have an office. So, you know, if it continues, and he said there was a big surge in the first week, he raised almost $500,000. So, and then there was kind of a drop off. But he's just, you know, just taking the subscription money and no advertising because he doesn't want the ads to influence what he writes about. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want those pesky ads popping up. He wants the site to look clean, and you go to it, and you read what he has to say, and you're not being interrupted by all these ads. Almost sounds like a bit like public radio, doesn't it?
And another interesting finding was he said that he's getting lots of page views for the longer pieces that he writes, which surprised him.
Because a lot of times people go on the web and they quickly look at stuff and move on to the next thing. And whereas here, people are actually interested in his longer form pieces and what he has to write. And perhaps that's why they're willing to pay this. Now, I guess the question is, Mike, perhaps, you know, it might work for Andrew Sullivan. He has this following. He's very well known. And this is something that might not work, for example, if one of us started a blog.
Right.
I think we'd probably have to try and run ads to make money.
Yeah. I can be an idealist. I'm an academic. I live in the, you know, ivory tower and all this kind of stuff. I can say, you know, just the old wheeze about it's an unfortunate thing that we must have money to do what we do because, you know, on the basis of principle – you know, I think that's what fuels a lot of interest in journalism, reporting, writing, you know, and commentary and all this kind of thing is this whole sort of, you know, inner need to, you know, tell the world what's going on out there, you know, and people would do it for free if they could. But unfortunately, we've got to have money. And so we got to raise it one way or another. And I guess it's highly admirable that this guy is trying to do it, you know, with subscriber support. And, you know, whether I would agree with him or not, you know, in terms of his politics, I wish him luck because if he can do it, it proves it can be done. But I think you're right, Rich. You know, if one of us tried it, we'd have to have some kind of a support, you know, or somebody to act as our financier, you know, to, you know, I can't think of the term, but, you know,
a sugar daddy?
Sugar daddy, yeah, if you want to put it in those kinds of terms. Somebody to pay the bills for us. So.
You know, the longtime Chicago radio personality Steve Dahl, I believe, no longer works for a radio station, but instead does blogs, a podcast, actually, out of his house and has people pay money up front to subscribe to it. And he's been less revealing about how much money he's making. He seems he's trying to say that he's doing okay right now. But you know what? You wonder, especially over the long term, can this sort of model be successful, asking people to pay up front for something?
That's the question. I mean, I find the story inspiring because it's just interesting to see different experiments going on to see what will work.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. But as he points out, Andrew Sullivan was interviewed in the latest issue of the Columbia Journalism Review, and he said, the top-down model is not working. So we have to be open to radical change. And this, he calls this bottom-up journalism. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll see. And it's, you know, it's not going to be the same. I mean, it's not going to replace newspapers or mainstream media. I don't think he could follow a model like this, quite like this. He has a niche audience. So it's part of the, you know, we're seeing maybe the fracturing of the audience. But it's, I don't know. Well, it's a hopeful sign.
Yeah, and, you know, the idea that it's a fractured audience, it's I don't think it's as though his subscribers are only going to go to his blog to get information. This is just one more piece in the puzzle. It's one more place they might go. But they're still, as you mentioned, they're going to go to the legacy media, if you will, then the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, NPR, whatever their source might be. I think they're still going to rely on those sources as well as perhaps going to Andrew Sullivan's blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you know, this is sort of like, I guess, you know, in terms of journalism, it would be sort of analogous to a crowdfunding a project where, you know, I've seen CDs that were brought into existence because of a sort of a campaign to raise the money up front from a crowd of people who pledge, you know, like in public radio, kind of pledge to pay, you know, $50, $100, what have you, to bring about the existence of, you know, bring about a reissue of an old recording or something like that, or some new content from a smaller artist, whatever, that kind of thing. So, you know, in terms of a blog that the, you know, a readership supports, that's, you know, kind of like crowdfunding, which is, it works if the support in the crowd is there, you know, it works. But, you know, for somebody who's trying to just break out and do it brand new, you know, right out of the gate, I don't know.
Or, you know, it might work better for someone who's more on the national stage, if you will, mm-hmm. rather than local. I'm not sure bottom up would work on the local level. I think you still need to have a local newspaper and you know, perhaps a local radio station, local TV station if possible. You need that local source there to report on things that you're not going to find anyplace else.
I agree. And I think the local mainstream news outlets are doing a bit better than the national ones mm-hmm. Because they have that lock on the local coverage.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.